Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it. Well, I'm here in the studio awaiting the blizzard of 2016 while Anthony sits out on the show floor at the SHOT Show 2016 in Las Vegas, Nevada, awaiting an airplane to fly back.
Yes, how are you guys doing? All right. I've been at the SHOT Show since Tuesday. Planned on flying out Friday night, red eye for Saturday morning, and lo and behold, my next flight, because of our snowstorm, is going to be Monday night for a Tuesday morning landing, red eye. Beautiful.
That's just wonderful.
You know what? It could be worse. I'm stuck here with Jimmy and Uzzolino and Richie, and we're staying in the Venetian, and maybe tomorrow we're going to go see the Dam, Hoover Dam.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, what's the weather like out by you?
It's about 65 degrees here, and it gets down to about 50 at night. It's kind of nice. You know, except for the stinky cabs, it's not a bad place.
Yeah, oh, the cabs really stink?
Anyway, most of them smell, I don't know, like either camel or goat.
Or both.
Or both, you know.
Speaking of dope, I got your photo of Jimmy with the guy who's soliciting money for weed.
Because they legalized marijuana here. Oh. So when you walk the strip now, there's people begging for money to get high.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yeah, super.
Yeah. You know,
just like when it couldn't be a new low, right?
Yeah, there's about 100,000 people at this show. And, you know, it's at the Sands Expo Center, which is connected to the Venetian. Hooked up with Jen from the Bullet Hole, had dinner with her. Guys from RTSP were here. Guys from Garden State Shooters. So there was a lot of Jersey people showing up. G96 Lubricants was here.
Oh, great.
Tetra Gun Cleaning was here. You know, and then I went around and we checked out a bunch of guns. But I got some news for you people. A lot of people want to get into the SHOT Show. And, you know, the SHOT Show is open for industry only, and they don't sell anything here, but they'll write up orders, you know, for millions of dollars or whatever, but you can't buy anything over the counter.
Right.
If you want to do that, you have to go to the NRA annual meeting. And the reason I'm talking about that is I'm standing under the NRA booth, which has a big picture of all the executives, and it reminds me of Mount Rushmore, but I would rather call it Mount Douchemore.
But a name that I think you coined.
Yes. Now, I'll tell you something. If you go to the SHOT Show or you go to the NRA convention, there is like some basic rules that should be followed. Couple of things are, if you're using a Jazzy because you're legitimately handicapped, I think that that's okay. If you're using a Jazzy because you're morbidly obese, I don't think that's okay.
That's wrong then.
Yes. If you come to a show like this and someone mentions the word shower and you associate it with rain, you shouldn't be coming to this show. Okay?
Okay. That bad, huh?
Yeah, and you know what else? You know, you talk about situational awareness. These are gun people. Let's just stop in the middle of the aisle and bend down and tie my shoelace while there's 22,000 people walking behind me.
No way.
Yeah, oh yeah, you see it all day, everybody just stopping because it's so stifling in here. I mean, right now it's okay. It's Friday afternoon, it's winding down. As a matter of fact, a lot of the knife and flashlight vendors and stuff, they don't like to take everything home, so some of their stuff sometimes is available, even though that's against the SHOT Show rules.
Oh, so what is it, getting ready to close down, I guess?
Yeah, today, 4 o'clock Vegas time is the last of the show. It's about 1:30 here now. You know, I'm a member of the NSSF, National Shooting Sports Foundation, so I can get into shows like this. But, you know, they're the ones that denied me my 5-star rating because they don't like my logo.
Yeah, the logo is a little too crass, according to them.
But you know what?
Too violent.
I don't give a shit, to be honest with you. Everybody kind of knows that anyway. We got a lot of play with our McGovern guest last week from Jersey City, Sandy. We're going to have him back on.
Great.
Yeah, a lot of people were really interested in that. I got a lot of emails. I know I'm still waiting in New Jersey for Governor Christie to do something with his attorney general. But if you'll notice, he did veto two gun bills, and he did veto also the knife bills, where we would have been felons if you owned a knife that had an ivory handle, even if it was manufactured 300 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's done a couple of things for us.
It never ends.
No, and it's not going to end. He vetoed the smart gun bill.
Oh, good.
And, you know, he used his pocket veto, and I'm going to try to get Scott Bach on to talk about this, but I'm not going to get Scott Bach on until his attorney general acts on the executive actions, because I don't know if you saw the last Republican debate, but Christie, who I've never been a big fan of, said this, that he made it easier for people in New Jersey to get concealed carry permits.
Get it. Come on. Seriously?
He said it live and out loud. He was brought to task on it by Fox News and everything. It's a straight out lie.
Wow.
Okay? I'll tell you what. I commend Scott Bach for his efforts, but I wouldn't want to be him the past 3 or 4 weeks.
No,
he's
I wouldn't.
Yeah, he is.
And a lot of people, you know, like Bach and Knappen are all, they're talking about the fact that Christie is not dead in politics, even though we all know that he's never going to make it anywhere near the nomination. But he's not going to go away. You and I both think he wants to be Attorney General of the United States. Knappen seems to think he wants to be a senator or something like that. But either way, I guess, you know, and their whole reasoning is that we shouldn't be kicking, you know, we shouldn't be kicking him because he'll come back, because he, as with Bridgegate, we know that he is, he comes from the Rahm Emanuel school also of politics.
Yes. You know what, though? Where's he going to be a senator? Probably New Hampshire, because that's where he's been for the past 70% of his time.
Yeah, well, he did make a swing through, didn't he, sometime to say howdy.
Well, he stopped in New Jersey to veto and sign over 100 or 150 bills, and then he flew back to New Hampshire for a town hall meeting.
And that was he's back in New Hampshire now, because aren't they having a big town hall meeting tomorrow morning?
Yeah, he's doing whatever he can. Let me tell you something. There's some wonderful guns here at the show. Kimber introduced a revolver. I thought
really?
I'd be a fan. Yeah, it's a little heavier than LCR. It's aluminium, and it's, you know, the MSRP is $900. We'll see where it comes down to.
Yeah.
And it's a 6-shot revolver as opposed to a 5-shot like the J-frame and a 5-shot like the Ruger LCR. So to me, it's the same as an old Colt Detective Special, but chunkier looking.
Yeah.
So I asked all of the reps in the Kimber booth, I said, can I use my old Colt Detective Special speed loaders in this gun? Is it the same spacing in the cylinders? They said, well, you can use our speed loader. I said, has anyone tried a Detective Special speed loader? Because I have about 100 of them. And their answer again was, well, you can use our speed loader. So a big ask you to Kimber there.
And we'll have to leave it right there till after the break. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And we're back. Me here in the bunker and Anthony over in Las Vegas on the floor.
This segment, wait a minute. This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com.
Who is also going to be buried in snow.
Yes, Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric has published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Check out the people that support us, WaldorfChiropractic.com. So listen, it's depressing coming here because when people see you're from New Jersey, by the way, I ran into Shari from SAW. She's here.
Oh, wow.
I ran into Clover that used to work for Frog Loop. She started her own company. I ran into Doug Ritter from KnifeRights.com while I was here.
He was getting interviewed by Dana Lash the other day, Doug Ritter.
Well, yeah, because of what's going on. He's been doing a lot. KnifeRights.org has been doing a lot.
He's
fighting
kicking some
our rights.
Yeah.
Yes. And let me tell you something. It's depressing to come to the show because there is so much stuff here that is not Jersey legal. And
yeah.
It's so funny to hear what people have to say when they see my badge and they see them from New Jersey. You know, they're like, oh, how do you live there? There is no less than 20 companies here showcasing silenced guns and silencers. Sig Sauer has an entire line of ARs and pistols that are silenced. You know, that you can buy, you can shoot, you know, very comfortably without eye and ear, you know, no hearing protection. You can shoot them very nice and quietly. And, you know, it pisses me off that we live in this state, that we have to deal with this bullshit, that we have to fight for such small incremental gains that never seem to materialize.
Right, exactly. Where the land where slingshots will land you 10 years in jail.
Correct. And so it's depressing. All the guns here have retractable stocks, and there's rifles under 16-inch barrels, you know, short barrel rifles, and there's magazines over 15 rounds.
Which is standard capacity, right?
Correct. Yeah, so it's very, very depressing to walk around the show and see these things. And pisses me off. And the other thing I see at this show, I think this is the first year I've seen less catering to female shooters.
Really?
Yeah, I think the industry has saturated or grown tired of it, and it's starting to retract and go back to its old ways.
Oh, that's sad. When you're saying less catering to females, is it that they're less pink guns, which we know women just don't care for?
Not only pink guns, but less female holster options.
No way.
Less female concealed carry options.
You
know, of course, there's the obligatory scantily clad women working in the booths because, you know, sex sells in our country.
Yeah.
Women
gun buyers, women dealers want to see sexy women in scantily clad attire.
Totally repulsed by that. You know, that's why that's the difference with the Woodland Park Range, because higher standard, but I just see a lot less of it. And I was talking to a few range owners at the NSSF VIP area, and I was telling them about my range, and they were like, well, we really don't cater to women. You know, they have the bar stools in the place where the guys sit around and they all wear their BDUs and they have their guns hanging on the side and they're playing checkers or whatever.
Wow.
And the vibe I get from them is they want it to continue to be a boys club.
Well, I mean, there's probably a weird market for that. That's fine. Okay. And then there is today, which is why you could walk into their range, I'm sure, and there'd be plenty of room to sit on the bar stool and bullshit, where your place is packed 16 deep at the counter.
Correct.
And there's always a line. a happy, smiling line.
Yep. I told these guys that I have a retired guy come in every other Monday and repaint and touch up everything at the range. They couldn't believe that I would waste money on such a thing.
Well, yeah, of course.
We've seen it everywhere.
I mean, we've been to places where we didn't even want to walk on the floor.
And I told them the story of Rob and I went to visit a range right outside Wally World in Florida. And it was the premier shooting range right outside the tourist capital of the universe.
Yeah.
And the minute we walked in the door, there was a huge stain on the rug.
Oh.
As soon as we walked in the door.
Wow.
And it was interesting. And, you know, then everything else inside just went downhill from there. But, you know, me being the OCD person I am, the minute I saw the dirty rug, I already drew my conclusion of what kind of place it was. And guess what? It met and exceeded all of my expectations.
Yes, I'm sure. You know,
and my customers would have thrown up.
Right, exactly. And again, that's why it's not like there aren't other ranges in New Jersey or in the tri-state area. It's just that there's a big difference between, like you say, Wally World and any other amusement park in the world.
Correct. So it was very interesting. It was enlightening. Now, me and the boys, when we landed Tuesday night, we went to one of the better known ranges here in Vegas, and we all shot 50-year-old GE miniguns.
Nice.
That shoot at a cycle rate of 5,000 a minute.
Is that the video you sent me?
I sent you the video of us lighting it up with the minigun. How cool was that?
Totally awesome. That was incredible. Even the slow motion one was incredible.
Yeah, I sent you the slow motion and I sent you the high speed. But how cool was that, huh?
That was great. Those are 50-year-old guns, huh?
Yeah, because GE stopped making them a while ago. And Dillon Precision made them for a while, the Dillon minigun. So you still see them in some variations and forms, but you know these guys really had it down. And we went in and we dropped a major amount of coin.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it was a hell of a lot of fun.
What does ammo for something like that cost? That's got to be
About $1 a bullet.
Wow.
So if you were to shoot for a minute straight, it would be $6,000.
That's great.
How do you feel about that?
That's wonderful. Ka-ching, baby.
And we didn't shoot for a minute by any
now,
way, could, shape,
could
form,
you,
or meat.
Could you do that? Would that even be legal to do in New Jersey at your age or no?
With my Class 3 license, yes, we could do that in New Jersey. But, you know, it's a bit of a liability, and there's other issues to address. You know, when the expansion takes place, we might just do that.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're coming ready for another break. It's time is going quick out here, and we'll be back with more Anthony from the show floor in Las Vegas, Nevada at the SHOT Show 2016.
Perfect. Thank you. For many people walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports, so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape.
When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
All right, and we're back. And this segment's being brought to you by
Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa has 38 different options for office space starting at as little as $58 a month. He also has a 70-person meeting and event room that you can use. Support those who support us, MontvilleOffice.com or Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. Again, support those who support us. So, seven dogs found homes on Pit Pat Pup. Did you get whiskey or no?
That's good. No, I was traveling and I was in Europe and it was the wrong timing.
Understood. But 7 out of 15, yep. 7 out of 15 found homes. Wonderful. We're probably going to do it every 3 months or so.
Oh, great.
In the range. They're going to be our preferred charity now. So it's pitpatpup.org or Pitter Patter Puppy on Facebook. So check them out because it is a good thing. And they are taking donations. And Sandy, they thanked you for the truckload of dog food you donated, which was really nice.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, they do a great job, and they're all volunteers. And they get dogs. It's amazing. I was talking to them off air, and they get dogs from, like, South Carolina, North Carolina all the time because they're the only ones who will actually take in dogs like Whiskey, who had mange, you know, the non-contagious type, but still, it's still a lot of work. And
you haven't seen Whiskey. They gave Whiskey a medicated bath. He looks totally different.
Oh, yeah, it looks good.
But he still has that sad face looking for you.
Of course he does.
That, you know, the biggest thing, my flight being delayed by 3 days, I missed my Winston.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And I bought him an iPhone 6 Plus. I called him 3 times already. He hasn't picked up.
He hasn't? Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, he's probably partying, man, like he did the last time, having all the other dogs in from the neighborhood.
He's staying with his girls, his two female dogs, Rob's dogs, Lacey and Shelby. He stays with them, so he's the alpha male when he stays with them. How funny is that?
He's the rooster in the hen house.
Oh, yes, he is. He's running his show. So, you know the poker chip, the Gun for Hire limited edition poker chip?
Yeah.
A lot of people are asking how to get them, and I keep telling them to listen to Gun for Hire radio. So here's how it works. There's only a limited number of poker chips. I've been carrying them around in Vegas, and every gun I took a picture of, I used the poker chip as a hashtag. You know, like a little watermark on the bottom.
Very nice.
And I'm getting all kinds of play. There's only 5,000 poker chips. If you're a member of Woodland Park Range and you bring a new shooter in, we will give you a poker chip for every new shooter. When we have our grand reopening next year of our range expansion, we will be using those chips and only those chips to give out some prizes. So if you have one chip or 30 chips, you'll have 30 chances. If you have 30 chips, to win prizes, which
so
could be memberships,
each
money.
Each chip is going to be a butt on a wheel, right?
Yep. We don't know yet. Probably a wheel or something. But you will, if you have 30, you will get 30 tries at whatever it is we're going to be doing. So each one, reach one, as Sandy says. So start bringing people in and asking for them, because we are going to be going through a major expansion shortly. And I want all of you to be aware of it. So everybody should be on top of it. Now, as far as the SHOT Show goes, it is an unbelievably expanse. You're walking miles and miles. There's tons of ARs. By the way, when we went to the shock, this range to shoot the miniguns, one of the instructors had some tourists shooting an AR-15, and I asked him if he had coined this term, and he said yes, and I told him I was going to steal it, and he said okay. He said to his students, he said, the AR-15, America's lightsaber.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay. It's very true, right? I mean, it really is.
Yes, it's America's lightsaber, the AR-15. You cannot believe. I have overload of how many AR accessories there are here, how many bullet combinations. You know, there's just and you know, for me, I come to look at the new guns, what guns we're going to bring into our rental plan. Richie's here trying to negotiate better ammo prices for our members and the shooters at our range. So, you know, and Jimmy's here looking at new AR parts for the Build-A-Bear, and Uzzolino's here looking for new tactical devices for training. So I know I can't be everything, so I'm not looking at the BDU gear or anything. I'm looking at it more from an overall standpoint. But it's a great show. But if you want to experience a show like this and you're not in the industry, then you should go to the NRA convention. I believe this year it's in Louisville, Kentucky, in May, I believe. And Jimmy and I will be attending that show as well. So we'll be walking the show. You know, I had like 30 or 40 people reach out to me at the SHOT Show and wanted to meet with me. And I just didn't have time to meet with everybody. So a lot of them, I told them where I was, and I ran up to them on the floor and we shook hands and said hello. And I was eating, and some guy looks over me and goes, he says to his friend, he goes, that guy's on TV all the time, pointing to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, excuse me. He's like, I've seen you on Meg and Kelly. I listened to your radio show, blah, blah, blah. So I got a lot of that, which is kind of really cool. And Richie and I were walking in the lower level, and three women, like 30-something women, one recognized me. She goes, oh, my God, it's Anthony from Gunfire Radio. And she came over and hugged me and kissed me. And Richie looked depressed.
Well, Richie's an accountant, so, you know, he belongs to Ainsley's group.
Mm-mm. You better tread lightly. Ainsley put a Facebook post. I think it could be construed as terroristic threats.
You think so?
He's going to slap you.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. He said he was going to slap you.
I'm doing my job then.
So I think that was a terroristic threat.
I think it could be construed as that.
You know, the manufacturers are telling us, the AR manufacturers and the AR accessory manufacturers cannot keep up with demand.
Wow.
Everything is on back order, as well as dots and other types of glass that mount to AR-type lightsabers. They can't keep up with the demand. Jimmy has a ton of stuff on back order for like four or five Build-A-Bear students. And in talking to these guys, they're like, listen, we're working like 24-7. Because most of these AR guys, they didn't make the move to go over to China. They manufacture in the U.S. CNC machines,
right.
And then they anodize it in the U.S. or Cerakote it in the U.S. And then they ship it. So all the guys we were talking to were like, listen, we're doing the best we can. We have CNC shops working three shifts for us 7 days a week, but they just can't keep up with the demand. And it fits right into, remember, Black Friday was another record of background NICS checks.
Right, exactly. And you know what's amazing is here is industry coming to the United States, bringing very needed jobs when 98 million people in the United States have all but given up work. I mean, they've just given up looking for work.
Correct. Donald Trump was in a show last night.
I'm not impressed.
I'm not either. I just wanted to tell you that because there's all that battling going on.
That was the first gun show he's ever attended in his life, I'm sure.
Correct. I don't think he's probably never shot a gun. Neither. You know, Christie talks about PM Pro gun. I would love to see a picture of Christie, you know, wearing those yoga pants going to a range. He's more than welcome to come to my range and shoot a gun if he wants to help his cred.
Yeah, I mean, I'd
welcome him in a heartbeat.
You should reach out to him and to his people, and he would more than welcome coming to.
Oh, I don't have to. I don't have to reach out to him. I've been told numerous times that I'm on his radar.
I'm sure you are. Maybe not for good reasons.
Yeah, I've been told. I've been told to be guarded what I say because I'm on his radar.
I see. Well,
yeah.
You know, we do have the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the country. So, it would be smart for him to come on.
Yeah, just like remember Joe Carillo's come on the show, Joe.
Yeah, right.
They don't have the seeds. They don't have the seeds to come on. They don't have the seeds to come on. I mean, look at our state. For you people listening, nobody moves out of a state more than our state. New Jersey is the number one state for people leaving. As a matter of fact, our state has made it a lucrative profit center. In New Jersey, we have an exit tax.
Yes, we do.
When you're getting ready to move, they total up all of your assets and whack a tax on it before you can leave.
Right, right.
Okay, how do you like that? That's the last grasp of a straw they could get from you is take some of your hard-earned cash away as you're moving out of the state. That's how bad our state sucks.
And it's because the economy is so bad because Christie has done such a wonderful job with the economy and small businesses. And that 10,000 people a day, is it, who leave New Jersey?
10,000 a day. And you know something, Sandy? The whole state is corrupt.
Yeah.
Atlantic City is broke. So how are we going to fix it? We're going to build casinos in northern New Jersey.
Of course.
And part of that money is going to be used to subsidize the casinos in southern New Jersey.
Yeah. And that'll work out well.
Another way for our Democratic-controlled House and Legislature, they're going to rob pension money, they're going to rob other coffers so that they can take this money and give jobs to all of their friends and construction companies and stuff, like when they built Revel, knowing full well that it's going to be defunct in a year or two, but they won't give a shit because all of their friends would have been paid off and all of those people would have supported their reelection campaigns.
Right, exactly right.
This is one of the reasons why Trump is doing so well is because people are tired and getting more and more educated about the political elite in this country.
The problem is that Trump is one of the political elite.
You're absolutely right.
It's sad because when you've got so many really great constitutional candidates running this time, people that we said we begged for, we were praying for people like this to come and bring back the Constitution, because we are on the edge of the precipice of disaster, and most people just don't get it. You know, especially people from New Jersey, they really don't get it because even the conservatives in New Jersey are progressives.
Correct. And, you know, you talk about that later. The problem is the conservatives that are up there are such inbred Washington, D.C. career politicians that they don't know how to speak like Trump. If Ted Cruz could tap some of that Trump, for lack of a better term, chutzpah in his speaking, he would excel right to the top.
All right, we're coming right back.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin. And this segment's being brought to you by PhillyGunTraining.com. Our good friend Jose.
PhillyGunTraining.com, Philly Firearms Training, centrally located. Where, Sandy? Fill in the blank for me.
In the Spring Garden section of Philadelphia, right across the way from where they issue the concealed carry permits.
Jose has a beautiful boutique-type school where he teaches lipstick bodyguard. He's an NRA training counselor. He offers all the NRA classes. He will help you for free. fill out your paperwork to get a Pennsylvania carry permit. And guess what? He will teach you the right way so you don't end up being the next Shanine Allen when you cross state lines and get locked up.
Sir, that's right.
So phillyguntraining.com, Philadelphia Firearms Training, Jose Morales, tell him we sent you. He also has lipstick bodyguards for sale. So what I was talking about was, you know, if a guy like Ted Cruz could learn how to, if a guy like Ted Cruz could take a little bit from Reagan's playbook, and be able to reach out and hit a nerve with the American people, it would probably be to his advantage. And, you know, Trump has pushed some of the political politicians, the career politicians, in that direction, but they don't know any better, and they always recoil back to the status quo.
Well, the problem I find is that, you know, we're now voting in a popularity contest where if you've got a, you know, you've got one person who's got a reality show who's now in the camp of the other person who's got a reality show. And we are doomed if that happens. There is no way Donald Trump can win a national election against anyone. And you can see that if you want to talk about inside inside type of a person, every single one from Trent Lott to all these other clowns are backing now Trump. The establishment is starting to back
Bob
him.
Bob Dole.
God almighty, I didn't even know he was still alive.
What's the proper word for unmummified?
It's, I don't know. We'd have to ask our former illustrious senator.
Wait, I got it. They demummified Bob Dole, and he's endorsing Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. I mean, it's just, you know, you've got a guy who is, he's back and forth on everything. This is a man who literally voted for Barack Obama. He's a guy who was just in love, support, gave a ton of money to Rahm Emanuel, gave a ton of money to Hillary Clinton. And now he's going to try to convince us that he's a constitutional conservative.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the real people, I don't want to be friends with these people. And I've met Donald Trump. You know, I've been on the same television show as him. I've talked to him in the green room a couple of times. He's a nice guy. You know, with the cursory meetings I've had with him, but not that I'd want him as my president.
I would have to agree with you. Definitely too sketchy, too unstable for me. And no real issues. It's not like he's ever come out under real issues in his life before. But, Sandy, he does have middle America rallying behind him right now.
Well, that's what it's. I guess, you know what? If you take a look at what's going on, even with Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders has got a huge following, blowing Hillary Clinton away. And I think it's because people are just so sick and tired of the lies. Bernie Sanders, we said this a couple of years ago, there's going to come a time when the socialists will just come out and say that they're socialists and be proud of it.
Correct.
What I like, I would love to see a runoff between Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders, because at least at that point, you've got two uncompromising people who speak the truth. Bernie Sanders tells you just the way it is. He's not going to compromise to the elite. He's not going to, he hates crony capitalism. And you've got the same thing with Ted Cruz. He's unyielding. Whatever he tells you he's going to do, he does it. We sent him to Washington to say, do not compromise. He didn't compromise. And that's why the establishment hates his guts.
Correct. They hate him.
And the Democrat establishment hates Bernie Sanders' guts.
You think Hillary's going to have some trouble with the FBI in the next few weeks?
Well, it all depends, right? If Sanders starts taking over and she loses face with Barack Obama, who, you know, there is absolutely no love lost between those two camps, and Obama gives the nod, she gets indicted.
You don't think crazy Joe's coming back?
I think he's in the wings. You know, I mean, it's between, I wouldn't be surprised if they did him, Al Gore, at the last minute, if they had to pull out something, because Hillary's tanking. Did you get a chance to see that movie 13 Hours?
No, not yet. Walter Haas told me I should see it. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. Did Walter see it?
Yeah, he said it was great.
Yeah, Yeah, I've talked to people who have seen it, and they said the same thing. I've been traveling so damn much, I didn't get a chance. I was hoping to get a chance to see it this weekend, but that's going to be shot for the Northeast.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, we don't know. The last prediction I heard is New Jersey, central New Jersey, is going to get between 2 inches and 48 feet of snow.
Exactly.
So,
anywhere between two inches and doomsday.
My flight was canceled, and the next flight is 3 days away. And United tells me to call tomorrow, because if the weather wasn't that bad, they'll add new slots, new planes, and I'll probably be able to get an earlier flight. But what a pain in the neck when you get stuck like this.
Yeah, at least one good thing, Ant, is that they let you know a little bit ahead of time, so you didn't check out of the hotel and have nowhere to stay.
Well, the hotel, I called down to the hotel, and they were like, oh, no, we're all booked. And then I went downstairs, and I talked to the lady, and all of a sudden, we got rooms for three more nights.
Yeah, it's amazing, huh?
And whoever I talked to on the phone probably just has to give a no answer or whatever. But in person, all of a sudden, they're like, okay, just give me your keys, and we'll renew them out to this date, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, because I thought we were going to have to pack them. You know, we were going to end up on an off strip hotel, you know, the turn here. Motel.
The turn here motel. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, the sign says turn here motel.
Turn here motel, wedding yes. Chapel and buffet.
Yes. We have the cleanest bed bugs in Vegas.
Yeah, that's right. We wash them every day.
But I'm looking forward to coming back. For you listeners out there, I can finally make the announcement that we are going to be tripling the size of the range. We're going to be we'll have over 200 parking spaces. We're going to go from 19 ports to 44 ports, and then a year later adding 10 more ports where we'll have.
Nice.
Did you hear that?
Well,
54 ports.
54 ports. Man, that's incredible.
Yep. Yep, getting close. Construction will be starting in the next few weeks. We're going to demolish a few buildings on the property, and we're going to be rebuilding everything from scratch, adding an addition to the Woodland Park Range.
That's fantastic. It's going to be...
And I'm looking forward to
seeing that.
Yeah. I want to thank all of our supporters and followers and Gun for Hire alumni and Woodland Park members for making this what it is today, and giving New Jersey the half a peace sign, as Ainsley would say, and showing them that businesses like this can exist behind enemy lines.
54 ports, is that now going to be the largest facility in the East Coast or in the country? Or
I don't know if it'll be in the country. It might be the largest open to the public range in the country. I don't know. I haven't done a survey to see that. But, the first expansion will be 44 ports total. And we're building the second floor. We're probably going to have a private 10-port range on the second floor, like for private parties and small training classes.
Very nice.
Yeah, well, but I'm doing that in a stage, you know, because it's easier for me to control, because I want to get the new building built and buttoned up and reopen the grand reopening early of 2017, you know, like we did last time. We're approaching the 3-year anniversary of the Woodland Park Range. April 8th will be 3 years. I would like to open around that area of 2017 to open the range on our 4-year anniversary. So that's what I'm planning on doing right now.
Well, you know, it's the way things are moving. It looks like it's gonna be great.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot more classrooms, training facilities, a huge retail area. For all of you out there that are getting ready to email me or send me a message, there will not be a daycare facility. Okay. Children 8 years old and up are welcome to shoot in our range. If you want to bring your kids younger than 8 years old that aren't shooting, as long as you bring another adult with them over 18 to keep an eye on them running around the range or whatever while you're shooting in the live range, that's fine. But we're not going to have a daycare facility. I own a gun range. I got enough problems.
Yeah, that would be a big issue, especially in the state of New Jersey. A daycare is not the kind of thing you want to open up easily.
Correct. Funny story. I'm on the show floor yesterday. I'm in a vendor's booth talking to one of their salesmen, and a entourage of like six people come walking over, and they're like, yeah, we wanted to talk to you about your product because we want to build a range like gun for hire. And they said it like three times. So finally the salesman says, this is Mr. Gun for Hire right here. And the younger woman at the party's like, oh my God, you own them. They had never been to our range, but they heard of our range and they heard about our range and read the reviews. And they're on the show floor saying they want to build a range like Gun for Hire. That's a great feeling, Sandy.
I find it amusing, too, that they've never been to the range, yet they still want to. What are they going to model it after?
Well, they plan on visiting the range.
I see.
But everything they've heard and other family members and friends who have visited the range have had nothing but rave reviews. So here they are, they're at SHOT Show, planning on building their own range. By the way, out on Eastern Long Island, about 45 minutes from New York City.
Wow, that'll
40,
work.
Yeah, 45 minutes east of New York City. They already have a location picked out, and they're in the process of buying the property now. They tried to build something closer to New York City. They couldn't get any towns to approve a gun range.
Good luck with Eastern Long Island. All right, we're coming right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
And we're back. Me here in the studio, Anthony on the show floor, and SHOT Show 2016. So are you seeing anything cool out there?
You know, I'm looking at for our new ranges. I'm looking at for some targets that move left to right, you know, for some advanced training. They're on like motorized tracks. And they're protected. And then I'm looking at some remote controlled shooting options for the range to kick it up a notch, as well as other lighting and laser. You know, for all those police departments out there that bought these simulators for $300,000 and $400,000, the technology is almost there. I went to a few demos of simulators that you put glasses on, and you have a real handgun that has a CO2 cartridge in it, so you get recoil and everything.
Wow.
And rather than having a 12 by 12 room with a 360-degree screen, you put these glasses on, and you go through shoot-don't-shoot scenarios. But here's the kicker. I can take a high-res video camera and come and videotape your house and download it into the software, and I can now have you train scenarios. I can introduce burglars, broken doors, and everything into your own home.
How cool is that?
Okay, now the software they have now is kind of rough, but you know, with a open mind, I was looking at this stuff and going, do you know where this is going to be in 2 or 3 years?
Right.
this is going to be the shit. Right now, it's expensive, it's bulky, it's quirky. The engineer that was running the simulation with us apologized like 6 times for running into problems or whatever, you know? Yeah. But I'm looking at it going, wow, we're talking about putting on these pair of goggles that are black and having a gun and being in a room and being able to walk through your entire house, Sandy.
Wow.
And I can sit in a little control panel with a couple of screens, and I'm watching what you're seeing, and I can introduce all different scenarios.
Wow,
I can turn the lights off, turn the lights on, have a police car pull up. I can have a burglar come up behind you, in front of you with a knife, with a gun, with a crowbar, whatever I want. I can change the scenario. I can have kids screaming in the background and everything. I mean, and it's going to get to the point where the interface is going to be so user-friendly that someone like me that is not high-tech or computer literate is going to be able to spend a day or two on this and be able to kick your ass in a almost real live training scenario.
Wow, that's incredible. And the way things,
yes.
You're right, the way technology is moving right now, you know, 18 months, 2 years down the line, I mean, that's light years ahead.
Correct. And the reason it's going to move fast is because it has military and commercial applications.
Right. Exactly. Sure.
Okay. The salesman told us that, you know, when they killed Bin Laden, they built a replica of his compound, and the Navy SEALs practiced storming that numerous times. He says that their system could have done the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but the system could actually, you could change up the scenarios like you do on the FATS machine, where you can introduce whatever, and whoever is in the control booth gets to control the scenario.
Correct. And for you people that don't know what a FATS machine is, it stands for FATS, Firearms Training System, been around for about 30 years. I remember when they used to take the big laser discs. Okay, now they work obviously off of memory, you know, digital memory or whatever, but they used to be they went to about a 60-degree screen, 180. Now they make a 360 system. I think it's Virtue or Vertex makes one. And you step into the room and you have a real gun, but the magazine has CO2 or it has a tethered cord on it that runs CO2. So you get your slide cycling and everything, and you can run out of ammo and you have to do magazine changes. And you use this system and you have different scenarios, and there's an operator with shoot, don't shoot scenarios. And they have a couple of little machines that shoot these foam things at you to simulate you getting shot. So you have to find cover. When this goes mainstream, and you know the video gamers are going to love this, Sandy,
oh, sure.
Because now they're going to be able to play Call of Duty in a room moving, not sitting on their mom's basement couch.
It has a
okay?
whole...
No, but really think about it.
Definitely a whole new dimension to everything. It's just amazing when
it's
you think about it.
Correct. It's a complete game changer.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Guy, but the salesman was like, you know, we can videotape a school. We can videotape a mall for security officers, for police officers, for training. Think about this, Sandy. Think about a police department, like the Wayne Police Department, can videotape the mall, right?
Right.
Then they can practice the scenarios without shutting the mall down. And then, God forbid, if there is ever an active shooter situation and somebody's
right,
they
right.
can review those videos and see the lay of the land
right.
before they go in and breach, you know what I mean, and attack. Think about that.
Right.
5 SWAT guys could be sitting in a room going, all right, it's 15 feet before we get to this entrance, blah, 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 blah. They can review the whole thing. They could do a dry run on it, you know, in their training facility, and then, bam, go right out and get it done.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Wow, it just
that's
blew
incredible.
Me away.
Absolutely. You know, it's just – it's amazing – What about some of the firearms out there? Are you seeing anything different, or is it just 1,000 more platforms of the AR?
You know what?
Sort of...
It's all variations of what we have already. There's a slew of 1911s out there. Again, the Kimber revolver was probably the newest thing I've seen there.
It's really not too new, right? I mean, if it goes back to the old Detective Special.
Correct. There's really not much out there that's new. Mostly everything is variations of guns that already existed, new technologies, a couple of new metallurgies, obviously new finishes. You know, the market is growing in leaps and bounds, but it's the type of market that tends to be conservative in the offshoots of its growth. Yeah. You know, you know, I took a picture and I posted on Instagram of a purple Kimber. I thought it was really cool looking, but you know, what's the market for a purple Kimber?
Right.
You know,
right.
There's 87 people in the United States that are going to want that gun.
Exactly. Sure.
You know, there's only so much with the variations you have. You know, besides what I do see is a huge, huge market that grows every year exponentially of customization of AR-15 platform, America's lightsaber.
Yeah.
More and more gadgets and doodads and rail attachments and zero drag rails and all of this, you know, ultralight Picatinny stuff and this thing. You know, it's unlimited. And for me, it's a little bit of overload because I'm an old school guy and, you know, my old tactical instructor used to call my AR a musket. You know?
That's true.
And you there?
Yep.
Yeah. They called it a musket. I like an old iron sight gun, not too heavy, not too many gadgets on it. But all the younger generation, the males and the females that are into shooting now, they want to personalize their guns and they want to add all of this stuff on. So the market is exploding. And I think it's a great thing.
Well, you see that. I mean, it's, you know, and it's funny how you never could have called that, say, you know, 15 years ago or 20 years ago, that people would want to personalize their guns. But that's where the market's becoming, just like everything else. Everybody wants to personalize their iPhone. They want to personalize things. And why not a firearm?
You there?
Yep.
Yeah. But you know something, Santa? Years ago, the accessories that were sold for guns were improvements like high grip beaver tail safeties and you know, deep checkering,
yeah,
back straps that you added on and stuff. Almost everything was improvements to make the gun either perform a little better or make the gun a little more safer for you, let's say. Now almost everything that's coming out is purely aesthetic.
Yes, you're right. It's all personalization.
It's completely changed.
Yeah.
Yes, it's completely changed the market. You know, you're changing a handguard on an AR-15 because you like this new color,
right,
or you like the way it looks. They both do the same thing. It's not like the new handguard is an improvement over the old handguard.
Right. It's just a different color or a different shape or a different style or
correct,
something to go with.
Correct.
Something to match your blazer.
Correct. So the accessory market has blown up.
Yeah.
And I like it. You know, I like it because it increases sales, it increases ownership. We're bringing a whole new group of people in because, you know, there is that person that wants that purple Kimber. There is that person that wants to go to Cerakote and have their gun. You know, we just did a gun in black and red, gun for hire college. We did an AR-15 for rentals. It's our number one rental now.
Wow, that's incredible.
Because everybody wants to take a picture holding the black and red AR because every other AR is black.
Right. Something different. You know,
correct.
I think that's just the way the whole market is going, just that whole personalization of everything.
You know, it's completely backwards from the auto industry. When we were kids, you could have ordered a car, 100 different interiors, 35 different exterior colors, 8,000 options, right?
Right.
Now you go to a dealership, they have the L, the LX, and the double LX or whatever, you know, the top of the line model.
Exactly.
And there's no change in it. And the technology is so high, you can't change the radio, you can't change the speakers,
yep,
you can't change the tires, you can't change the rims because they're too expensive or whatever. So it's gone the complete opposite direction. But the entire gun industry now, everything is about personalization. There is no less than 30 companies here selling grips. And that's one noticeable thing was there used to be a lot more grips that were marketed towards females, and I really didn't see any this year.
Man. Well, we're getting toward the close of the show, so what do you got coming up as far as training in the very near future?
Okay, we have a ton of classes at our Woodland Park facility and our Cedar Grove facility. We have, again, the last tactical pen class was sold out. This tactical pen class for February, we still have 3 seats, I think, in it. We have Urban Carbine 1 and 2 at Cedar Grove. We have Urban Pistol 1 and 2 at Cedar Grove. We have NRA instructor courses coming up. There's just a ton of things going on. Come down and get your poker chips. Each one, reach one. And be safe out there in a snowstorm, everybody.
Ah, yes, I can hear the compassion in your voice, stuck out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my Las Vegas stranded colleague, master trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here in the snowbound Northeast, for the conspicuous exception of our furry little colleague Winston, who's partying until his dad comes home, I guess I'm here to say goodbye and see you next week all by myself. From sea to the shine.